Faithful in the afflictions. He won't let anything come down our path that He doesn't have purposeful for it to be good for us. Do you believe that? Wow. Yes, I do. Verse 76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness, catch those words, unfailing love, tender mercy is what it means in Hebrew, be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. I'm your slave. For our good benefits, you know, be useful to teach others. It's comforted at me. There is no joy and comfort on this earth. It doesn't make us, but it's good with Him and His unfailing love. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. The last verse, verse 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live. Isn't that a good word? For thy word is my delight. Surround me with your tender mercies so I may live. I may live above them. Claim your promises. The afflictions are all around me. But if I know your tender mercies, your unfailing love is there, I can make it. I can have life amidst my afflictions, my trials, my troubles, in the issues of a depression or a disaster or a disease or a divorce or a desertion or death of a friend. God, you're with me. Surround me. Lead me in your instructions. It is just wonderful to catch that and to realize, God, you are wonderful. If we can do that in our afflictions, we can find goodness amidst our afflictions. Look at all the promises here. You've looked at these before here, and it just says Psalm 34, 8, 10, 17 to 19, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger." They don't know how to feed themselves. "But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Do you believe that? "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles." You say, "Well, they let me go through it." He's teaching you, has a plan and a purpose. Even if you have martyrdom, and we have some going on today, a lot of martyrdom. Does God still have a plan? Yes, a good plan. In verse 18 it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite or a repentant spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous," many, "but the Lord delivereth them out of" what? "All of them." Psalm 84, 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Isaiah 41, 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Wow. Jeremiah 29, 11, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope." Amen. And then the last one here, y'all know it. Romans 8, 28. Let's all say it together. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." And that means those whom He has called according to His plan. He's got it. I wish that trials and troubles and difficulties wouldn't come. But my God has a plan, and I believe it. And thus that gives me joy and peace and confidence, even in the midst of all of this, because He's good, and He does good, and He does good to me, and He teaches me good so I can do good back to Him, and I can trust Him. I can trust Him. In the midst of all kinds of affliction, the last affliction that I want you to see here is depravity. In Ephesians chapter 1, I want you to catch this. We have disasters, and we have all kinds of depression, or we have disease, or we have death, or desertion. We have that. But here we have Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. If you're saved, this should thrill your soul, because I believe the promises of God, not only for my everyday sicknesses and trials and tribulations and troubles, I believe Him to ultimately save me from hellfire. And that should just bless us, because we're depraved. That's the worst of our problems. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath," you got it, "blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." In heaven, we're going to be with Him forever. They're there already, promised, planned, delivered. Verse 4, "According as He hath chosen us in Him," because of Jesus, "before the foundation of the world, That should make all of us shout. Aren't you glad? When were you saved? I don't know when I was saved. You were saved from the foundation of the world. I don't understand it, but I love it. Because there's sometimes I don't act saved. Sometimes I don't think I'm saved. Sometimes I don't feel saved. But I am saved. Because I'm saved from the foundation of the world. And once He began a good work in me, He's going to continue it. And it's wonderful. It says that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to His good pleasure of His will. You're adopted. He said, I want you not to go to hell with the devil. I'm going to take you from being a child of the devil to being a child of the King. God, and I give it to you. You're not depraved anymore. I have a good plan for you, not just with diseases and difficulty and all kinds of disaster or all kinds of a depression or whatever. I got your depravity dealt with, and that's going to, you're going to live with me forever. And it says, to the praise and glory, verse 6, of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. We're going to make it into heaven because of Jesus and His grace. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And everybody said, amen. We need to get excited about being saved. We need to have full confidence. And then we need to have full confidence when disaster comes, because God's got a plan. I don't see it right now and I don't like it, but He loves me and He's good and He does good and He's got good in for me. And so I can trust Him and I can come out with joy and with peace and with confidence and with hope. And it's wonderful, wonderful. And you only get that through the promises of God. Ephesians 1, 3 to 7 is the great verses that, man, since I've saved, God's changed me and He's going to keep me saved all the way to heaven. And then all things work together for good to them who love God. Do you love God? And to them who He's called according to His plan. If you're called and you're saved and you're trying to serve Him, you're trying to love Him, you're trying to obey Him, enjoy Him, all things work together for you. That's the promise that gives us hope and help in the midst of our afflictions. And that's finding good in the midst of all the trouble of life. Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Are you enjoying your salvation? Are you just struggling all the time and you don't have peace and you don't have confidence? Troubles come and you just go to pieces. I want you to know they're terrible, terrible. And when they're personal, they're hurt. And it's all right to struggle some. But you end up with, God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. And Lord, I trust You. I trust You. I don't like it. I don't understand it. I don't see it. But I trust You, and that gives me peace and joy in the midst of the darkness. And I know there's light a-coming. And if I don't see it in this life, I will see it in the life to come. I believe You. I believe You're good, and You do good to me. Christians, grab that, because that's where peace and joy is. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, man alive, you need to know Him. You need to know Him. Just real quiet here, preacher. Pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. I just want to pray for you. Pray for me. Every head bowed, every eye closed, balcony, side wings, down floor. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? Anyone? Can I pray for you? I'd love to pray for you. Since we all claim to be saved, grab God's goodness in the midst of affliction. and experience, count it all joy. Count it all joy because you have a God that loves you. We're going to sing the song, "When Peace Like a River Tendeth My Soul, It Is Well With My Soul." Stories told of a man who sent his family over to Europe and to England, and he just lost his boy, just lost everything he had, a businessman in Chicago Fire, and he sent his family to England to have a little vacation, and the ship sank in the middle of the ocean, lost his four girls there, and his wife sent a telegraph back, and it says, "Saved alone. What I do?" And he got the next boat over, and the captain stopped in the middle of the ocean, and this is where the other ship went down. And he says, "When all the billows roll, whatever I say, whatever I think, I don't know, but it is well with my soul." As we sing this, I trust you can shout it out. It is well with my soul when afflictions come, because I got a God that is good to me.